At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My friends, I am Vivian McPeak, and this is Hemp Present. If you have feedback or would like to suggest a guest or topic for Hemp Present, email me at hemppresent@gmail.com. I greatly enjoy hearing from you, the listener. Today's guest on Hemp Present is Sarah Polansky. Throughout her 20s, Sarah struggled with chronic health issues that left her exhausted, sick, and with a feeling that something wasn't right. After becoming very ill from a parasite and the aftermath of being overprescribed antibiotics, Sarah could barely tolerate any food, and maintaining her high-stress job felt impossible. It was at this point, after allopathic medicine failed her, that Sarah turned to alternative forms of medicine and the power of plants. She started experimenting with herbalism and naturopathy and spent years researching her ailments so that she could become her own best health advocate. Working with integrative medical professionals, she discovered that plant-based medicine would be crucial to her recovery. She discovered the magic of CBD, CBDA, and CBN for fighting inflammation, decreasing stress, and helping her body heal itself naturally. And by combining adaptogens, cannabinoids, and edible essential oils, Sarah was able to find focus, decrease stress, and enjoy food and life the first time in years, and she's here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Sarah, to Cannabis Radio.
Happy to be here. Thanks so much, Vivian, for having me.
You bet. I made it through the intro. It's amazing.
Well done.
Sarah, you decided at some point to quit your job and devote your time to developing naturally based formulas, founding your company, Prismatic Plants, which has been featured in Forbes, Elle, Rolling Stone, and GQ magazines, just to name a few. Such a life change does not come without risk. What motivated you to quit your job and become a ganjapreneur?
Yeah, Vivian. So I felt really called. You kind of mentioned it in my intro about being my own best health advocate. I felt a real calling to help people on their own journeys, because I really realized that my situation wasn't unique in terms of not feeling good day to day, constantly feeling like our productive lives were just wearing us out. And I saw in kind of the modern world around me, of especially women, that there were lots of chronic health issues popping up. And, you know, a lot of my friends were going to doctors, they weren't getting answers. And so I felt a calling to step into this world of really combining, and we were learning about cannabinoids and about cannabis. And, you know, I had kind of an early life experience with cannabis, mostly recreational, but it wasn't until later in life, when I was going through this health crisis, that I really discovered how amazing cannabis was for helping your body heal, helping you bring you back to homeostasis. And I really wanted to be part of the mission to move this plant away from being stigmatized and really back into the world of healing. And that, you know, that also includes within the kind of plant-based community too. So that's where things started from. And you're right, it definitely was not an easy feat to leave that job, but I really felt the calling to serve a purpose, and this was it.
You refer to Prismatic Plants as, quote, a woman-led, eco-friendly brand introducing progressive approaches to plant-based medicine, end quote. In an industry that is, like most, fairly dominated by men, how important is it for you to operate a woman-led business?
Yeah, so before starting this brand, in my previous professional career, I spent some time researching the industry. And this included going to a lot of industry-led events, traveling around the United States and kind of understanding the marketplace, going to a lot of different dispensaries, even conducting focus groups with cannabis users to understand what kind of products they were consuming. And everything was really led through a very kind of male-centric recreational high point of view. And there wasn't really a women's wellness point of view that was coming through. So knowing, again, the power that the plant can have, that's kind of where I wanted to create my niche.
I want to dive into your products and your approach to healing in a minute, but you have said that when you set out to create these products, it wasn't about jumping into the cannabis CBD market to make a buck or be part of the latest health fad. Can you expand on that a little bit? What did you mean by that?
Yeah, I think especially when we look at the CBD market in particular now, it seems like you can't throw a rock without hitting 10 CBD brands. And when we were getting into it, CBD was not nearly the size of what it is now, although I definitely saw it going there. And so in creating our formulas, the challenge has always been, I don't really see us as a CBD product. I see us as an all-in-one formula for helping people feel their best day in and day out, helping them fight stress. And the plants in our product go to work on a number of systems within the body. So not just your endocannabinoid system, but your HPA axis system, which controls your nervous system. And so within that, you know, we've had to play by the regulations of the CBD and the cannabis industry because that's an ingredient in our product, but we're not just that. And I think, you know, part of the issue that, you know, I'm seeing is there being a lot of brands that are just getting in it because they think it's a quick way to make a buck. They're seeing there's a lot of desire for it, but within that, you know, some of these brands aren't conducting the right practices and bringing products to market in terms of sourcing and testing. And it's helping to create kind of unease for certain customers, because I've had a lot of customers come to me, including when we've had events, and I've gotten to talk to a lot of customers face to face of, oh, I've tried CBD products. It didn't work for me. It didn't, you know, didn't do this and do that. It wasn't good. The test results, you know, weren't good, this and that and the other. And I think having a level of integrity is kind of essential if you want to be in this industry for the right reasons, which is to move it forward, move it out of this this shadow of being stigmatized. And so I think that's part of what I'm referring to. But let me know if there's another aspect you'd like me to expand upon.
No, I think you did a good job. Your products are made with organic ingredients, and you suggest that your tinctures help to create homeostasis, allowing even small doses to make a big impact, both mentally and physically. Can you talk about the science behind your products and how people might benefit from their use, including briefly the importance of our endogenous endocannabinoid receptors and how our health is impacted by all of that?
I'll get a little bit specific in the formulas, Vivian, because they both do two different things. So our daytime formula, which is called Good Day, it has a variety of adaptogens in it, as you mentioned in the intro. And these adaptogens go to work in a variety of ways. And one of them is to help your body better respond to stress over time. So they do this because these plants are known for growing in areas with difficult climates, and their resiliency to dealing with their environmental stress then comes out in the plant itself. So when you ingest that plant, you're also getting some of these compounds that are in the plant that help you better respond to stressors, whether it's from diet or environment or mental, it's helping you better respond to those stressors. And then we included CBDA, which a lot of companies aren't out within the industry. But when we were making our formula early on, we were working with experts in medical cannabis that were referencing some work that had been done around exploring CBDA and its benefit for inflammation specifically. So knowing that stress ends up causing inflammation in the body. And so that was, you know, a key issue I dealt with of being overstressed and then having a lot of inflammation, which happened to live in my gut. It was kind of a compounding effect, right? So really wanting to focus on things that help decrease inflammation. And that's where CBDA comes in, because the current theory is that when combined with CBD, it has a compounding effect. So we included that. Then there's rosemary and lemon essential oil, which are both edible grade essential oils in our formula, so food grade. And they are known for cognitive benefits. So they help you kind of tune in and focus. So right away, when you're taking the formula, it's kind of a works now and works later, where the edible essential oils and the cannabis is helping you immediately start to feel those calming effects and the nootropic effects that we're going for, while the adaptogens build over time. So the longer you take the formula, the more you're helping your body create that long-term resilience to stress and increased vitality with our Good Day formula. With the Good Night product, we wanted this to be about really restorative sleep. So the adaptogens that we included in that, reishi and then ashwagandha. Reishi is really for helping your immune system, because when you're sleeping, your body's actually in recovery mode. And that's when it goes to work on fighting all the inflammation that's popped up in your body for the day and going into repairing any damage it finds. So we have reishi in there to really lead the powerhouse there. Then we have ashwagandha to help nurture and give nutrients to your nervous system. Again, and it's kind of a unique adaptogen actually, because it's a bit of a calming adaptogen where most adaptogens are very stimulating. So this one can work in a nighttime formula. Then we have holy basil in there. Then we have valerian root and California poppy in there, which are both very sedative, and those help you fall asleep. The CBN obviously is also kind of being touted as a sedative cannabinoid, and although we know there's more research to be had, but I can tell you in our user trials of creating the product and testing it with people even before the herbal extracts, we found CBN to be very sedative. Then there's skull cap and oat straw with the oat straw helps with your nervous system, and the skull cap helps with any tension you can have. So we've kind of created this very, very thoughtful list of ingredients on all these different systems in your body. Again, wanting to reduce someone's supplement shelf, and someone that the plant-based medicine, there's a lot of confusion of what do I take, when do I take it, and the thought being of how can we help streamline this and help the onboarding process for somebody just coming into this category.
Okay. I'm talking to Sarah Polansky from Prismatic Plants. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with our second segment.
Time to roll out for the people that let us hemp present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoogies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong emperor of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
And we are back on Hemp Present with Sarah Polansky from Prismatic Plants. Sarah, allopathic or conventional medicine does wonders every day, saving lives through innovation and science. But some patients find their relief and diagnosis through naturopathy or functional medicine. Can you explain the difference and maybe why cannabis seems to be more embraced outside of allopathic circles?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, natural. Sorry, let me start again. Mm-hmm. Sure, Vivian. Yeah, naturopathy, functional medicine, integrative medicine, all those kind of schools of thought, they really look at the individual as a whole. And they look at what could be the root cause of somebody feeling and not well, right? And so with this kind of approach, it's not a quick fix. It's not, you're not going to walk out of the doctor's office with a prescription and take it for 2 weeks and say, my situation is healed. All of a sudden, you know, I'm gone. I feel great. And that's, you know, the issue with allopathic medicine is it's really about treating the symptom. You go in there and let's say you have some sort of bacterial infection. They're going to say, okay, like in my instance, here are some antibiotics versus looking at why is your body susceptible to an infection in the first place? How do we boost your immune system so your body can fight this infection naturally? Those are kind of the two different approaches. So one is definitely a more holistic kind of long-term approach about somebody in optimal health wouldn't have an issue to begin with. Whereas Western medicine's approach is really about let's make this situation that you're dealing with right now, how do we make that better without really understanding the repercussions of a medication or what is causing you to have that situation happen in the first place?
So naturopathy is more like giving your body the tools and the building blocks that it needs to correct a health imbalance, right?
Yeah, I think something really interesting I've learned along this journey from all the sage wisdom I've gathered from the healers I've interacted with is that your body, it wants to be healthy. Its goal every day is trying to figure out how to get back to homeostasis, how to get back to balance. And so it's really about giving it the tools to do that. You know, I think the mind is such a powerful tool that we underestimate, where even, you know, people all the time talk about just thinking positively. Obviously, meditation has come back in a big way in terms of helping people heal. And so, you know, there's just a lot more to it than just taking a pill to feel better.
You say that you are, quote, on a mission to modernize plant-based medicine by introducing game-changing hemp and adaptogen products that approach several bodily systems at once to reduce stress and increase vitality beyond what hemp alone can do. Can you just talk a minute about what are adaptogens and how do they enhance your products?
Sure. So I mentioned it a little bit earlier on, but adaptogens are a classification of plant that essentially can do no harm to the body. And when taken, they're supposed to help your body actually become more resilient to stress. So they got this classification in the 1940s during a Soviet Union study for trying to find herbs for their soldiers. But in actuality, adaptogens have been used, especially in China and parts of Asia, for thousands of years. And so they're plants that have a long time-honored history in our culture. And I think now with the use of cannabis becoming more widespread, I think it's just opening people's eyes to plant-based medicine as part of their regular everyday lives beyond just cannabis use. And so, you know, I think these products do some of that, right? So we're definitely tapping into the cannabis movement and the hemp movement and CBD movement, but we also want to bring people into plant-based medicine as a whole and start to introduce them to some of these other plants that can really do wonders for your health.
Sarah, while you were struggling with your health, you noticed that the same symptoms were occurring in many of your peers, mostly women. They were all experiencing mystery illnesses related to stress and environmental toxins. What do you think is behind that?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. The longer that I've been doing this business, the more I've become invested and awakened to all these sub-communities of women that either utilize cannabis or utilize plant-based medicine to help them heal. And So why is it happening mainly to women? I can't really answer that specifically, but I think that given our reproductive systems, our hormonal systems, what I do know is that stress very much affects us. And a lot of the women that I'm friends with, as well as women that I've become connected with through various, you know, online communities, had a lot of adrenal issues, had a lot of reproductive issues. And the only way to help heal that is to kind of take a step back and look at your health as a whole and how do you make yourself stronger. So I think every journey on how you do that is different. And I think we're really trying to be an advocate, to be a tool for people if they want to go this route. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways to heal.
I think that some of these women are just self-medicating. And possibly some of this could be the stressors, the extra stressors of a patriarchal society, you think? Or am I reaching?
I don't know if I'd go that far, but I think it's more so, I mean, I appreciate where you're going with it. I do think, you know, this whole notion of trying to do it all as a modern woman is really challenging. It's really difficult. You know, I will say I'm a new mother. This past year. And I actually had a son right before San Francisco shut down for COVID. And so it's been such a crazy journey being an entrepreneur, having a son, and then kind of being stuck in the position of having to do full-time care when it wasn't planned. And I think, you know, some of this responsibility that inherently falls on women who also feel calling to be productive, to have a career. It's just a lot to take in. It's a lot to try to figure out how to have a family, how to have a career and do all these things. And so I think that's where some of this overstress comes in, as well as just like we're a society that's always on, right? We're always on our laptops, we're always on our phones, we're always on technology. And it's hard for us to step away and just give ourselves that space and that downtime that everyone needs.
We have a little over 1 minute to the next break, but your company Prismatic Plants is dedicated to, quote, operating with integrity, social impact, and a mindful carbon footprint, end quote. Just touch a little bit on how you actualize those values.
Sure. Well, when we were creating our products, it was really about making sure that our supply chain was as mindful as possible. And so making sure that we were working with U.S. vendors in terms of our packaging, then in terms of our agriculture, making sure our suppliers were organic, as well as doing sustainable farming practices. When we do our own shipping here, we use all post-consumer waste material. The product comes in glass. We try to stay away from plastic. Even our box is really easy recycled. So, you know, it's small things, and I can't sit here and tout like everything's compostable. But what we really try to do is make sure if we're in the business of plant medicine, which ultimately is about honoring nature, you know, how are we doing the least harm that we can? And so we try to put those values into play and how we look at our supply chain, as well as, you know, giving back. And when we give back, it's more around social impact, although we launch products and have various campaigns where a lot of those proceeds of the campaign go to various environmental initiatives as well.
We're going to take another quick break and come right back with our final questions for Sarah Polansky, so don't go anywhere.
Time to roll out for the people that let us Hemp Present. Hang loose. We're coming right back.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
We're back to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio. Now, back to our headstrong hemperer of hemp, Vivian McPeak.
We're back with Sarah Polansky. God, Sarah, I just really, really love the whole approach that you're doing, and your product line sounds really impressive. Is there anything that you would like to add that we may have not yet covered while we still have a few minutes left? Anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I'd just love to leave your listeners with finding time to really tap into what your body is saying is so important. And I think once you start that journey, it becomes incredible at how much your body's telling you every day. And it just wants you to listen. I think there's a lot of things that people can do to feel better that don't cost money. And some of them are just as simple as getting good sleep at night, making sure you're setting that time aside, and just practicing deep breaths throughout the day.
And how can people find Prismatic Plants and follow your good stuff, your good works?
Yeah, so on Instagram, we're Prismatic Plants, and our website is prismaticplants.com. Love for your listeners to come check us out. And thanks so much for the chat today. Really enjoyed it. So impressed with the work that you're doing, Vivian. It's people like you that even make it possible for someone like me to get in the industry. So thanks for having me on the show and taking the time to chat.
You bet. My pleasure. Thank you so much, Sarah Polansky from Prismatic Plants. You go forth and prosper.
Appreciate it.
That concludes this installment of Hemp Present on Cannabis Radio. When it comes to prohibition, you have the right not to remain silent. Activism requires a voice. Find your voice and speak up for justice, because resistance is fertile. See you next week, folks. Stay strong.
Marijuana. THC. Sweet sativa.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.